time now for Inside the Huddle on WILO, hosted by Ken Hartman. This program will focus on area schools and all the sports they have to offer. Ken will speak with coaches and players across the region. Your participation is encouraged. Call now at 659-3338 to discuss local or statewide sports. Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Tony Theofanis, State Farm Insurance, and Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Now here's your host, Ken Hartman.
And good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance agents Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. For today's show, we're going to begin our wrestling previews with the Clinton Central High School head wrestling coach, Austin Faulkner, along with Frankfort head wrestling coach, Richard Salia, and those coaches will be bringing a couple of wrestlers with them along with this morning as well. We're also going to recap the third weekend of the high school football playoffs, which are the sectional finals. And we don't have all that many schools left as far as the conferences that we were involved in most of the year. We'll talk about that here in a minute. Also going to talk some high school and college football, along with some college basketball today. So that's kind of our lineup for the day. Also, we encourage you to call us here at the office, 659-3338, 1-800-447-4463. And that's kind of what the ground rules are for the day. So let's get underway with the sectional finals from last night. For teams involving the Sagamore, we did get two winners through to the regional finals last night, as Danville defeated Cardinal Ritter 34-17, and Western Boone defeated South Vermillion 56-14. Lebanon's season came to an end last night as they lost to Ron Colley by a score of 34-14. So next Friday night, Danville travels down to Vincennes to play down there. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff. Western Boone will be hosting Heritage Christian. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff as well. Western Boone is currently 11-1 on the season, and Danville is currently 7-5. In the Hoosier Conference last night, that did not go so well for a couple schools, as defending state champion West Lafayette was beaten by Bishop Chittard 42-14. Rensselaer lost to Andream 44-34. There are two teams who are still remaining, one of which is Lafayette Central Catholic, as they defeated Traders Point Christian last night 34-16. Cass kept rolling. They beat LaVille 56-21. So next week, Cass, who is 11-1, journeys up to Andrean to face them up there at 7:30. And Central Catholic, which is now 9-3 and won 8 in a row, hosts North Judson at 7:30 next Friday night. All the teams in the Hoosier Heartland are now done for the year, as Eastern was beaten for the first time last night. They lost to Eastbrook by a score of 42-12. Eastern, that was their first loss in 12 innings this year, so they finished the season at 11-1. So all that's we have five teams left from the conferences that we covered for this year in high school football. So it's not very encouraging, but that's what we have left right now. Also, something we should have taken care of a week ago, but didn't do it, but we will take care of it right now. We need to give congratulations out to Jack Wilkins, Tyler Gooden, Reese Mitchell, and Jade Ayers as being voted to the members of the all-conference Sagamore football team. Jack and Tyler were voted as members of the first team. Reese and Jade made second team selections. And congratulations to these young men for a tremendous job this season. That's four members from Frankfort High School that got received all Sagamore Conference recognition. And in case you weren't thinking about it too much this week, high school girls basketball began as last week we finished up our girls basketball previews. The girls basketball season officially kicked off this week. Clinton Prairie got off on the right track as they defeated Fountain Central by a score of 65-16. I believe that was Thursday night that they played. So I'm just going to run down here real quick and see what they opened up wrong part of that. Let's see. I'm trying to get to the varsity stats here. I know I've got them. There we go. Prairie jumped out to a 14-3 lead after a quarter and increased that to 40-8 by halftime. And then by the third quarter, it was 57-11 in favor of Prairie as they won for the first time in their opening game this year. Let's see. Points, points, points. Here we go. Katie Blacker had 12 points for Prairie. Tinley Neal had 11. Rebecca Lloyd had 8. Kylie Mash had 7. And Emma McKinney also had 7 for Clinton Prairie, which opened up with a win 65-16 against Fountain Central early this week. Frankfort, on the other hand, did not fare so well as they lost their home opener on Wednesday night to Carroll by a score of 33-19. Frankfurt scored, was leading 4-3 after a quarter, but then got outscored 10-2 in the second period and fell behind by a score of 13-6 at halftime. And they wound up getting beat 33-19. So we'll see what happens as the and then the JV action that night saw, I believe here, that they also defeated Carroll by a score of 33-16. Rossville started their season on Tuesday night. Got off to a good start and led 9-8 at halftime, but then got outscored 32-12 in the second half as they lost to Seager 40-21 on the road to start their season on Tuesday night. So that's not a very, you know, that's the way that started for them. So we'll just see what happens. But that was the opening weekend for girls basketball. And speaking of our basketball schedule, we're getting closer and closer here to having broadcasts for high school girls and boys basketball. Matter of fact, our first broadcast this year is going to be on Tuesday, November the 19th, as North Montgomery faces Frankfurt over here at Case Arena. Tip time will be 7:30. That's a girls' game. And then the following Tuesday night on the 26th, Rossville goes to Clinton Prairie. That's a 7:30 start as well. Now, our first boys' game will be on the Wednesday, November the 27th, as Frankfurt will host Clinton Prairie. Game time, of course, there is 7:30. Then also, starting in December, we're going to have at least three games on TV as well as radio. On Friday, December the 6th, Sheridan's going to be at Clinton Prairie. That game starts at 7:30. We'll have that on radio on WILO and WILO-TV. Then on Friday, December the 13th, Clinton Prairie at Delphi. We'll have radio and TV for that one. And then on the 20th, we're going to have Carroll at Rossville. That'll be radio and TV for those. Those are the only three games right now. We'll do both of those. And then on the 27th and 28th of December, we make our annual journey up to Clinton Central for the Clinton Central Holiday Tournament. That's got two games each night on the 27th and 28th. Each night, those games start at 6 o'clock. As we remind you, if you got any questions or comments, you can call 659-3338, 1-800-447-4463 are the numbers. Give us a call, and we'll kick around anything you'd like to kick around. College football is still going strong. Purdue has to win out in order to have a chance at a bowl game. And they've got Wisconsin coming up after they play at Northwestern today. But at least they got back on the right track last week as they came from behind to defeat Nebraska 31-27 last week. But Northwestern is an interesting thing because they're struggling like Purdue, but not for the same reasons. Northwestern has lost six games in a row. That's the first time they've lost that many since losing seven in a row in 2013. The last time Northwestern finished winless in conference play was in 1998, when the Wildcats dropped all eight Big Ten games and going 3-9 in Gary Barnett's final season. Next three games are at home for the Wildcats as they host Massachusetts next week, and then followed by number 13, Minnesota, coming up there before the finale at Illinois. So we'll see what happens. Purdue is 3-6. They need to win their final three games to become bowl eligible. They beat Nebraska last week after losing to Illinois and Iowa. And they have a second off week coming up before the closing out against, as we said, number 16, Wisconsin and Indiana. The bad thing for Purdue is that they lost another quarterback last week as redshirt freshman Jack Plummer broke his right ankle last week. He's expected to miss the rest of the season. And the original one that was replaced by Plummer was Elijah Sindelar. And he broke his left collarbone against Minnesota on the 28th of September, and he is unlikely to return as well. So that leaves Aiden O'Connell, who's a former walk-on, to lead the Boilermakers to three more wins and bowl eligibility. The top priority, though, will be keeping him healthy. Jeff Brohm says it'll be an adjustment, and also keeping him healthy will be an adjustment as well as because, like I said, I really were at a point where we have to keep him healthy, or, you know, we could have a rough go. That's what Jeff Brohm had to say about the situation. Aiden O'Connell will now become the Boilers' quarterback for the remainder of the season, and probably we'll just have to see because you don't expect any of those other quarterbacks to come back. Purdue's 0-3 on the road this season in the Big Ten, and they've lost 6-7 outside of West Lafayette. Besides the injuries to the quarterback situation, starting receivers Rondell Moore and Jared Sparks, they're not expected to return this week, and also ruled out starting linebacker Cornell Jones, has been trying to come back from a leg injury. Moore is an All-American season last year, hasn't played since injuring his left hamstring on the same play that Sindelar got hurt against Minnesota on the 28th, and Sparks has an undisclosed injury. O'Connell, who's a sophomore, could be he will be starting his first career start. He'll be backed up by Danny Carollo, who's a junior who has logged more punts than passes since arriving on campus, while the number three spot is anybody's guess. But Purdue and Northwestern play today. The game will be at noon on the Big Ten. I believe it's on the Big Ten Network. I got to go find my schedule here, but they will get together. They'll get together today. Couple of other interesting points here is that you also have we'll get the IU situation here soon because they lost a quarterback as well, and the thing of it is also what's interesting about the IU quarterback situation is they lost Michael Penix to a collarbone injury as well, so they are going to be down a quarterback, but they also have an off week and they are now bowl eligible as well after their victory last week. So Indiana is bowl eligible. Purdue is trying to get bowl eligible, but the game with Purdue at Northwestern starts at noon today up in Evanston. So we'll see what happens with the Boilermakers. Otherwise today, Maryland is at Ohio State. That game's on Fox at noon. Penn State in the big one is up at Minneapolis to face the Gophers. That's a pair of unbeatens facing each other. That's a noon kickoff on ABC. We already said Purdue and Northwestern get together at noon on BTN. Also at 3:30 this afternoon is Illinois at Michigan State. We'll get to Michigan State situation here in a second. And Iowa is at Wisconsin. It's a 4 o'clock start on Fox. The reason we're going to talk about Michigan State here for a second, because Mark D'Antonio, who's been there, it seems like forever, and had a lot of success up at Michigan State, is now maybe a little bit on the hot spot, as he is, he's still, they're still going, but they've struggled a lot this year. And so Michigan State may be, maybe an interesting either day with Illinois, because Lovie Smith, who was on the hot seat as well at Illinois, probably saved it at least for a while after they beat Wisconsin. And then they came over here and beat Purdue up pretty bad in the rainstorm over here. But it'll be interesting to see what happens for that situation up at Michigan State. But Illinois and Michigan State should be a good battle up at East Lansing this afternoon as kickoff is 3:30 on BTN. We're going to go ahead and take a break. Right now you're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agent Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Is there something on your mind? Are you mad about something your elected officials have done? Do you have an opinion on a local or national issue? Let us know by sending your opinion to WILO and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We now have a sound off page at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the community page and click on sound off to submit your opinion. We've made it easy for you to sound off on local issues important to you. You can also submit by emailing your opinion to newsroom@casperradio.com. Let us know what's on your mind. One more way we're keeping you connected, WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agents, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. Coming up at 9:30 this morning, we are expecting Clinton Central wrestling coach Austin Faulkner. He's going to be bringing along a couple of his wrestlers along with him. Then at 9:45, we'll be expecting Frankfort head coach Richard Salee, who's going to be bringing along a couple of his wrestlers as well. Something we need to remind you of, that coming up next week, right after our show here next Saturday on the 16th, we're going to have our Bid and Save radio auction coming up for you. It'll be right after the show is over next week, starting at 10 o'clock. These are for discounts, certificates from Kokomo Businesses, Lafayette Business, Frankfort Business, and other locations. Some of the things we're going to have on there for you for next week. We'll be having the Angry Donkey Hoosier Bistro up in Michigan Town, Bridie's Bakery, the Dysinger's Ground Maintenance up in Michigan Town, Dreams of Jeannie French over in Kokomo. That's a brand new one for us. We'll also have Two Fork Barbecue Bistro from Kokomo. That'll be coming on to our show for next week. Also have some Greek's Pizzeria for you. Harvey Hinkelmeyer's Hoops will be with us again next week. Johnny V's Sports Grill, Main Street Sports Grill, will be on there. Also, we're going to have some Pepe's for you next week. We're expecting some Red Barn next week as well. Sound check up in Lafayette, Stuckey's Family Dining over in Thorntown, TC Trailers in Michigan Town, This Old Farm in Colfax, and Trisha's Redbird Cafe in Dayton, along with the Windmill Grill in Kokomo. Just some of the items are going to be available for you next Saturday, right after our show here, on the Bid and Save radio auction coming up at 10 o'clock next Saturday here on AM 1570 and 96.9 FM at WILO. As we said, we have wrestling coaches coming up here starting at the bottom of the hour. Couple things we need to talk about also from last night. Some college football action for you last night. Washington kept its faint hopes alive for some postseason action last night. They defeated Oregon State 19-7, and Tulsa defeated UCF 34-31, and they are now very much struggling. That was the darlings of college football the last 2 years. That was their third loss of the year, and I guess they had some on-field altercations between players last night, which I guess got interesting as well. Ohio State's made some news this week, and probably not the kind that they would like to make, as probably their best player and maybe Heisman Trophy candidate, defensive end Chase Young, will not play this week and is basically not playing at all for a little while because of amid concerns he violated NCAA rules by taking a loan last year, finding from someone he describes, quote, as a family friend. Surprising move was disclosed in a team status report in the depth chart for Saturday's game. Ohio State said that only Young had been held out because of a possible NCAA issue from last year. They're looking into the situation. The school did not elaborate on how long he might be out. Young took to Twitter for a short time later and said, quote, I made a mistake last year by accepting a loan from a family friend I've known since the summer before my freshman year at OSU. I repaid it in full last summer, and I'm working with the university on NCAA to get back on the field as soon as possible. Not that Ohio State's going to be in any danger of getting beat, because they are it says they are a 42-point favorite today against Maryland. That may be generous, because Maryland's just not very good. And I'm sure they're going to be a bigger favorite than that against the following week against Rutgers. But then they still have to play Penn State and on the road against Michigan to finish out the season before they get to the Big Ten Conference championship game. So that's coming up for them as well down the road here. Couple of other big college football games today of note, and we would be remiss if we did not bring up LSU at Alabama. That's a 3:30 kickoff on CBS, and for those who, you know, seemingly, you know, really care about it, it appears that President Donald Trump will be there as well, as he's starting to head. He's been in the sports kick here as he watched the attended the Game 5 of the World Series between the Nationals and the Houston Astros. He also watched the Ultimate Fighting Championship in Madison Square Garden in New York. And also, he's heading down today to watch LSU and Alabama face off, which should be a big big game down in Tuscaloosa today. And also, he is considering making the coin flip in a game between Army and Navy, continuing the presidential tradition dating back to President Theodore Roosevelt. So Donald Trump may be in attendance down in Tuscaloosa this afternoon as the Crimson Tide host LSU. I'm surprised that LSU is a 6.5-point underdog in this game, but maybe they should be. Who knows? A couple other big games of note today. Clemson, who dropped to number 5 in the first playoff rankings for the year, they'll be down at NC State tonight. Kickoff is 7:30 on ABC. Duke is playing at, Notre Dame is at Duke tonight. That's a 7:30 kickoff. Tonight, I'm assuming that'll be on NBC, but I don't know. It'll be on the ACC network. And also on the ESPN network tonight, starting at 7 o'clock, we'll have Georgia hosting Missouri. That's an important game for Georgia, as they are now number 6 in the playoff rankings as they host Missouri. That could be an interesting game. Missouri has a tendency to play very well on the road at times, and it could be kind of interesting as well. College basketball kicked off this week as well. And, of course, Purdue started their season on Wednesday night as they defeated Wisconsin Green Bay 79-57 at Mackey Arena on Wednesday night. Jihad Proctor, who's the transfer from High Point, led Purdue with as he went 11 for 17 from the field, grabbed 5 rebounds. And the other guard they changed back there, the name was Hunter. He made only one start last season, was 7 of 14 from the field, had 4 rebounds and 6 assists. So Purdue won the other night fairly easy, and they will get a chance to go play again here today as they host Texas tonight at 7 o'clock. And that game will be on Fox Sports Network for you tonight as Purdue hosts Texas tonight. Other Big Ten basketball games today, we'll talk about IU here in a second, as they will be hosting Portland State this afternoon at 2 o'clock start down in Bloomington. They just pounded Western Illinois the other night by about 40 the other night. I think it was 98-55 down there. Other Big Ten games tonight, Wagner is at Penn State. Oklahoma is playing Minnesota tonight. That's on the Big Ten Network at 8 o'clock. And then Maryland is playing Rhode Island on Fox Sports tonight. That'll be a little tougher game than people might think because Rhode Island is still a very good team, though Maryland is ranked in the top 10 in college basketball this year. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have a couple of big games for you as Ohio State's hosting, I won't call this a big game, but Ohio State is hosting UMass Lowell tomorrow. Rutgers is hosting Niagara tomorrow. Michigan State's got Binghamton. They will not be number 1 after they lost earlier this week to Kentucky. But a game interesting, it should be kind of interesting tomorrow night out in Arizona. This is as Illinois journeys to play number 21 Arizona. It's a 9 o'clock start tomorrow night. It'll be on the Pac-12 network on tomorrow night. And then coming up on Monday, DePaul is at Iowa. Tuesday night, you've got North Alabama going to Indiana. Minnesota is at Butler on Tuesday night. That'll be on Fox Sports for you starting at 8:30. And then on Wednesday night, you've got a couple big games. Villanova is at Ohio State. Purdue is going to Marquette. That's also on Fox Sports on Wednesday night. And it goes at 9 o'clock. And Providence is at Northwestern on the Big Ten Network. That starts at 9 o'clock on Wednesday night. As we said, IU won fairly handily the other night. They won 98-65, not quite as bad as I thought it was. But the Hoosiers got off and running on the right foot, and as we said, they will play Portland State this afternoon. A couple of things I do want to make mention here, if I can find what I am looking for here, and I think we can do that fairly quickly here. There was... Here's what I want. As we talked earlier, IU lost quarterback Michael Penix last week to a broken collarbone. And that leaves with Peyton Ramsey to be the quarterback for the Hoosiers for the remainder of the season. They're 7-2. They have an off week today. They've got Purdue coming up here in a couple of weeks, and they've got, it'll be interesting to see how the Hoosiers are. So they're going to be down to quarterback situation, as they also have coming up here, they also have Penn State and Michigan coming up ahead of Purdue. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Hoosiers handle this. And they are bowl eligible right now for the year as they are 7-2. And Peyton Ramsey have split it this year. So it's going to be very interesting to see how that happens to come out for Indiana as far as football is concerned. We're going to go ahead and take another break here as we are expecting our wrestling, one of our first wrestling interview here shortly. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by State Farm Insurance agent Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis.